back to wear the shoes and dress up. I never did wear that. I thought it was too sporty.
Now, a woman would carry your coins in a
coin purse.
And around her wrist,
she'd wear a wristwatch or a bracelet or on her wrist.
What did men hold the trousers up in?
We called them galluses back in my day. Now they call them suspenders.
What do you hold on if you went for rain?
Umbrella, parasol lid.
Now, at the head of a bed, what's the fancy thing you put up on a bed? You know, fancy top cover?
You put a bedspread.
And you put your head on a
pillow. We have different type pillars and pillowcases.
Did you ever see the one that went a bolster? Bolster would go.
No, we never did.
Partway across the bed.
Yeah, we never didn't have nothing, no bolts. We had pillars. We called them pillars. Yeah. Caterpillar, mostly.
Did you have things like that?
Well, we called them a davinet. Yeah, when we got a little modernistic, we'd have a davinet. Some called them a settee if it was smaller, or a little seat. Or
now you call it a
couch.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you a few other vegetables you raised. What would come in head?
We have a head of lettuce, cabbage. They make flour out of cabbage. They make salad, green salad out of lettuce.
Did you have those little tomatoes?
Little bitty tomatoes, yes.
What do you call them?
We call them plum tomatoes.
Now, the tree that George Washington cut
out? Cut down the cherry tree.
Yeah. When you eat the cherry, what might you bite off, break off the tooth?
You better not get the cherry seed, the seed in the, out of the tree, because it will hit hard and break a tooth out, all right.
Did
Washington cut out of the cherry tree, or is that just legend?
He did. He cut down a did y'all have a lot of fruit trees around here?
2 years. It seems the climate was a little different, yeah. I can remember 40 years ago, they had a lot of orange trees around here, mandarins, grapefruit, pears, apples. Very seldom see any fruits like that in this climate anymore. We're in boots for the south and down in Florida. Now we have South Louisiana and what they call the the big orange, but seedless. And they're the best oranges that's grown in this part of the country. They're better than your Florida oranges or your California oranges. Down in Burris.
What would you call a place where you have a lot of fruit trees?
An orchard.
Now, inside of a peach?
Inside of a peach, you have your peach seed.
Did you have the kind of peach that would stick real tight to the...
Yeah, we'd always get what we call it, clear seed. Alberta peach. It would break out, the meat would break away from the seed. We call it the meat, it's the fruit. And it clear it out and you wouldn't have to eat all around the seed.